So welcome to day one of the 5-day peace mini-series podcast. I'm just going to be super quick in here. On day one, we're using the letter P as the first letter of this acronym of peace. And that is plan. And this is creating a thinking plan, not a perfect holiday plan about what you're eating, what you're buying, anything like that. Before the rush of the holidays hit, get your brain on your side. And what this means is planning your reactions. So what moments usually trigger you when your teenager is tired, moody, or overstimulated? Maybe it's a certain relative who says something that triggers you. So identify that. You can identify just one hotspot or you can identify several. And just give yourself some examples of this and imagine it happening and then what your response will be. So one phrase or intention that you will return to, like, this isn't something I'm going to be able to change. I'm not going to be able to change this person's opinion, or I can pause before I react, or their mood isn't my report card as a mom, or, you know, I can take into account what others' opinions are without making it mean something bad about me. So a 30-second thinking plan now saves a 10-minute meltdown later. So remember, planning for the holidays is great, planning what food you're going to have. But when we don't plan how we're going to think about the holidays when we're in it, then that is, I think, a place where we miss a part of the holidays that we can find more peace in if we take some time to consider our brains and bring them along with some compassion by giving them something to think about before the reactions and the triggers set in. So create a thinking plan. That's your little day one project to think about today. And I will see you tomorrow for the next letter in the acronym, which is E, which is expect, our expectations. So join me tomorrow for that one. Have a wonderful day. Okay, real quick. If you're listening to this and thinking, okay, but how do I actually stay calm when my teen is pushing every button? That's exactly what I help moms with in my private coaching. We work on your triggers and reactions so you can parent with more calm and confidence, even on the hard days. So if you want that kind of support, the link to book a call with me is in the show notes.